John chapter 20, verse 29 says, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. One of the things that we are indirectly praised for is for the fact that we believe in something we have not seen. Something we have not seen. That's the description of faith, isn't it? In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Well, hope too is not seen. We see that in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 24. Hope is not seen, according to that passage states. Thomas believed because he saw the resurrected Jesus. We believe, even though we haven't. There are excellent reasons to believe. True biblical faith is not blind. It requires substance and evidence. We talked a little bit about that evidence as proof of the scriptures on this past Sunday when we looked at 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. There is someone else in the scriptures, however, who is directly praised for her faith. Later in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 31, and also in James chapter 2 and verse 25. And that person is Rahab. Rahab is praised for her faith. Let's turn to Joshua chapter 2. We'll read a section of this chapter. In fact, the whole chapter is about her faith, basically. But we'll focus on a section of it. She certainly did express her faith in several different ways, but not the least of which is by stating it. We can see, again, in Joshua chapter 2, we're going to look at verses 9 through 11. Here we have 3 points: faith, reason, and conclusion. Faith, reason, and conclusion, or you might say confession. Faith, reason, confession. Let's look at this. Joshua chapter 2, verses 9. Well, let's go back to verse 8. Now, therefore, they laid down the spies that had come in to spy out the land, and she had hidden them. Now, before they laid down, she came up to them on the roof and said to the men, I know that the Lord has given you the land, that the terror of you has fallen on us, and that all the inhabitants of the land are faint-hearted because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to the 2 kings of the Amorites who were on the other side of the Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. And as soon as we heard these things, our hearts melted. Neither did there remain any more courage in anyone because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and on earth beneath. This first point, faith, we see in Joshua chapter 2, verse 9. She states that she knows that the Lord has given them this land. If you're not familiar with the events here talked about, the Israelites were ending their 40 years in the wilderness under Moses. Moses had died, and now Joshua had taken over. And now Joshua has them camped in the plains of Moab, and they're about to cross the Jordan River into the promised land. And then he sends 2 spies to check out Jericho, the first city, the first stop in the promised land that they intend to conquer. And so she sees that this army is sitting out there on their doorstep, essentially. And the whole city of Jericho sees this, and they are terrified. They are faint-hearted because of what they see. You see, these were the promises of God given to the Israelites. They were told that they would conquer the people who lived in Canaan and to drive them out. Now, of course, presuming they were faithful, the Lord, he was going to help the Israelites out. We have been given the promises of God, haven't we? If we become Christians and if we remain faithful, we have a promise of being in heaven with our Lord one day. But these promises alone wouldn't frighten the Canaanites. There needed to be a reason to believe them. If they just heard a promise, well, I mean, promises come, promises go. People say things, and sometimes they mean them, sometimes they follow through, sometimes they don't. A promise by itself means nothing. You need to have someone whose word matters. You need to have a reason to trust that word, a reason to trust the promises given. And for us, these promises would be empty words if we had nothing to base it on. We, of course, have the works of God given to us, shown to us in the scriptures that we can trust in him. What did Rahab have? Well, we can see the reason in verse 10, the reason for her faith. The people of Jericho had heard about what the Lord had already done for the Israelites. And then she lists two events, and they're separated by 40 years of time. She's a fairly young woman, so very likely the first event that she talks about happened before she was even born. We see that that event was when the Israelites crossed the Red Sea and the armies of the Egyptians were drowned, were conquered. The one that I'm talking about ended the most powerful army at that time. And then the second thing that's talked about, the destruction of the kings of Sihon and Og, the kings of the Amorites, that happened right next door. That happened right on their doorstep. They're going to hear about this. The first thing, again, that happened, this destruction of the armies of Egypt, happened likely before she was born. She was a young woman by this time. We know that she married Salmon. We see this in Matthew chapter 1, married Salmon, and she gave birth to Boaz, and we see that that's Ruth's husband, and that happens well into the period of the Judges. Just as for us, Jesus walking on this earth occurred long before any of us were born. Long before any of us were born. Rahab had a credible account about what happened in Egypt, enough for her to actually believe in it. We too have a credible account about Jesus and what he's done for us, don't we? That's God's word. And we can understand it, as Sam said earlier. The second thing occurred much more recently, happened in Numbers chapter 21, not long before that same year, just months prior to this event that we see here with Rahab. And it was just across the Jordan, right on their doorstep. But word had already traveled to the people of Jericho by this point. They were aware of just how powerful the kings of Sihon, King Sihon and Og were, their armies. Yet they were soundly defeated by this ragtag band of Israelites that just came out of the desert, seemed to come out of nowhere. And yet they defeated these armies. We can see in Deuteronomy chapters 2 and 3, somewhere around there, where they go over this again. They were giants, and yet they were conquered. Yet they were conquered. The Lord helped them against Egypt and against the Amorites, and now they have Jericho in their sights. Rahab still didn't see these events, but she knew it to be true. She had reasons for believing, and none of them were a secret. Everyone in Jericho knew of these things, and they were all afraid. You see, they were all afraid. Everybody knew about this, right? Everybody knew from Jericho knew what happened in Egypt. Everyone knew in Jericho what happened to the kings Sihon and Og. They all knew this, but they didn't do anything about it. Only Rahab did something about it. She made one more step given this incontrovertible evidence, her confession. Joshua chapter 2, verse 11. Here she reiterates the fear of her countrymen. But then she goes one step further. She confesses her faith that the Lord your God, He is God in heaven above and on earth beneath. She reached the right conclusion after hearing of these remarkable events. She recognized that the gods of her people were nothing by comparison, worthless things, and that the Lord was the only true God. That's why it was okay, because, you know, back then, marriage between Israelites and people of another faith, a pagan people, was forbidden. But that's why it was okay for her to marry Salmon, because she was a true believer in God. She had not seen these things, but she believed, and as a result, she was blessed. You know, she didn't let her faith stop with just a confession. She's praised in the book of James and in the book of Hebrews by hiding the spies that had come into the land and sending them out another way. For us, you know, it's often easy for us to say we believe in something, but it's another thing to actually believe it, to actually live it. It's one thing to say, oh yeah, I believe that. It's another way to live it, to actually live like it. Rahab did that with the spies. She let her faith work. She let it work. And as a result, she and her whole family was saved. Her whole family was saved because of her faith. Will you let your faith work so that you might be saved, just as Rahab was? Who knows? You could save both yourself and your family if you do what God wants, if you obey the gospel today. We have a chance, as we do every time we meet, to make things right with God. If you need to do that this evening, you have that chance. Rahab made her confession of faith. She clearly believed and clearly was working toward that. Are you willing to do that as well? In the scriptures, we read that we are to believe in the gospel. We are to repent of our sins, confess His name, and be baptized so that our sins might be washed away. Are you willing to do that this evening? You have a chance to make things right. If you have already done this and you've fallen away, you've encountered a sin that you're having some difficulty with, you have a chance to make things right with God this evening. Please come forward if you have a need as we stand and as we sing.